Welcome to the Fair Parenting Podcast, where we cover people's stories, ideas, and the progress towards fair parenting.
Welcome to the podcast. Following a video clip of a judge that went viral recently, I want to talk about paternity testing today. An often quoted statistic is 10% of men are unknowingly bringing up children that aren't theirs. We don't know if that statistic is true, but it's often quoted. We have no way of knowing, really. I'll put a link to the judge's video in the show notes. In the clip, he reveals he had just found out his children are not his. He had been fooled for decades. The clip is about 3.5 minutes long. It was a heartfelt video, which is worth watching to see the judge describe the situation in full detail. It must be terrible to go through this, and my thoughts are with him. A lot of us who have been through family court, maybe you might want to make cheap jokes about a judge being fooled, but I won't do that. I know there's many, many great judges, and some not so great, but there are great ones in the system. And at the end of the day, whatever the case is with this judge, he's a human being, and I can't imagine how he must feel. All the children. To do that to another human seems like it should be a crime against the fooled parent and the child, for whom living a lie without knowing for decades that there was no biological link between them could cause indescribable harm. Yet it is common and there is no punishment. It seems like another gaping hole in the legal system. Let's look at DNA testing for fathers and children. I don't think many dads bother to get DNA tested or consider that their child may not be theirs. On Twitter, some people recently said that some countries make such DNA tests illegal, while in other countries you can buy a test at a pharmacy. So how countries deal with this is quite varied. I can't see a reasonable objection against testing, or certainly not why it would be banned. It should be a personal choice. Obviously, courts can order paternity testing, but outside of legal proceedings, a parent should be able to choose to have a test if they want to. I think given how common paternity fraud is, it should be something offered to the fathers, or at least mentioned to them, either before the birth or at birth, so that they consider having it in the same way other health services are offered to people. That said, men are famously bad at accessing healthcare and they need to improve in all areas of that. Many health systems offer various free tests of all sorts and screening for health issues. And this should be offered, I believe, as a free test because it's screening for a significant mental health issue, but also has physical health implications, possibly for the children, as I'll go on to describe later. Offering it as a free test to men, maybe a stretch for some, given where we are as a society. But even if a test has to be paid for, it's relatively cheap and is a good idea. After all, considering the risk, it's a low-cost test and can prevent significant mental health harm to parent and child and provide confidence from the start. Prevention is better than cure, and in my view, it's too important a question to leave to chance. I don't think any insurance companies would offer a policy to the average guy for the risks involved with paternity if such a policy was ever available. They know that paternity fraud happens fairly commonly, and I just don't think they would offer a policy without a test. And I just say that as a simple illustration of why, you know, looking at the odds and the risks, parents should get tested, in my view. It could be offered as a routine test, perhaps in confidence to men, as a way to possibly avoid any friction that may or may not happen between parents over the testing. I'm sure many, many women would be totally happy with this. And cases where they're not, it could perhaps be offered to dads in confidence. As I say, it has mental health and physical health implications to the dad and the child, and I believe it's just good sense. We test for all sorts of things and have just been through a few years with COVID where levels of testing went through the roof. I'm not going to go into the COVID area at the moment. Testing and the jabs are in the news a lot, but I'm not going into that area in this episode. But clearly, testing is something we don't shy away from as a society, and we shouldn't do here. There's even a child welfare reason to do it. Knowing the dad's health history may help doctors anticipate issues the child may face and may help diagnosis. If the dad is unknown, the biological dad, if that they are unknown or if they're incorrectly identified, this could cause complications. Also, just as an aside, dads who are unaware their child is not theirs are in effect adopting the child without knowing. Similarly, the child's being adopted without knowing. Some people are against adoption, and I wonder what they think about whether paternity tests should be available and whether they would approve of it. Also, there are laws where children who've been adopted can, there's a framework for them to find their biological parents later on. In these cases, again, as I say, it's a gaping hole in the system. You've got children who are being adopted through fraud. They're told their dad is their biological dad when that may not be the case. And so they never know that there's a biological dad out there who they may want to contact. It's something that really we need to look at as a society more. I believe this whole area is swept under the carpet. It's not dealt with properly in the health arena or the legal system, and it can open up dad and children to immense harm. It's time we address this as a society. Okay, let's wrap this up. It's a short episode, but it's an important point. Testing just seems good sense, and I can't think of a reason to object if somebody wants a test. This episode was prompted by a male judge video, and some might see this as a men's issue, but it affects men, women, and children, as I've discussed. In any case, this podcast is not gender specific, and I want to cover all sorts of areas to do with parenting. So if you have a topic you'd like covered, you want to come on and discuss it, or you want me to cover it, or find an expert about it, let me know. Please DM me on Twitter or email me at podcast@fairparenting.co.uk. As I said, personally, I feel testing is a good idea and should be available. People are people. And people can't always be trusted. If the roles were reversed, I would be saying exactly the same to women. Testing is a good idea. As I've said, paternity testing is also a good thing for the children, so they can have certainty on who their dad is and confidence in the health areas I mentioned. As the saying goes, truth often comes out in the end, as it did for the judge in this video, decades later. In other cases, children may never find out, and the father may never find out either. It's very hard for children to find out, for example, if the mum or the dad are no longer around. It may make that more difficult. These days, as I've said, children are allowed to find birth parents if they've been adopted. By contrast, children who are not adopted may not be able to find out if the person they call dad actually is. As I've said, there's an important point there. They should be able to find out. It's a personal choice, but it's one that should be there for parents and children. Okay, that's all for now. Wherever you are on your parenting journey, best wishes and bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Please join us next time.